old punters will be looking to get off to a great start at Moolah Valley in the first race with Victoria Star, who is the shortest priced favourite of the day. Greg, your roll trains. Good to see Froggy Newitt back in Melbourne on board, and Greg joins us this morning. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well. Do you expect to be leading the Metro Trainers Premiership after race one on Saturday?
Be nice to be able to say that. Yes, that like I mean, he leads into it really good, and it, I think he certainly gets his opportunity to try and get a Melbourne win to his credit in town. And you know, I mean, I was absolutely shocked. We, you know, through this prep, we'd been trying to get runs in town, and we'd struggling with emergency. And as you know, we couldn't get a run, and then we jump into open company and the field of seven, so it's hard to work out.
Nothing has gone right this time in, but he's been in ripping form. His run in the Winter Championship after missing those lead-up runs was brilliant. Not everything's gone his way, though. He has still drawn the outside in the field of seven come Saturday.
Well, he has, but I'd rather be 7 of 7 than 17 of 17. But he's, I'm sure that, Froggy should be able to manage something from that gate. I mean, he knows him pretty well. He's been on him in track work. He's absolutely thrilled the way the horse is going. So, we're really looking forward to Saturday.
He looks good at the weights as well. I know he meets Vacillator a few kilos better from the last meeting that they had. He has been up a little while with, I suppose, not being able to get some runs in. You're happy that he's going just as well as he has been throughout this entire campaign?
I think he is. I mean, he's, you know, certainly not by design, but the gap between runs, you know, and he's a good horse to train. You can sort of regulate his work and have a fair gauge on his fitness level by that, and which certainly makes it a lot easier. But, you know, we've been really happy with what he's been doing. As you say, the weight is very competitive weight for him, but... you know, I think he's still in pretty good fettle, this horse. That you know, he's lightly raced, but you know, he's a strong sort of campaigner, and he does super in the stable. And he's certainly everything we've seen here at home. You know, he's ready to go again.
If he wins Saturday, what do you do with him? Because we're not far away from the better horses in the spring coming around. Do you keep still plotting a path in the next few weeks?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to just to see what, you know, what the result is after Saturday. And, I mean, ideally, I think, you know, certainly the gentleman who owns him is in Hong Kong. He said, look, just keep racing him until you feel he's had enough this time in. I mean, you know, the basic idea this time of the year was to capitalise on sort of the tracks with a bit of give in them. And certainly if they start to firm up a bit, it's going to play against him. He just does appreciate that bit of give. So, look, if the tracks continue to stay a little bit soft and he's still in good fettle, I think we'll just keep going and just sort of see where he ends up at the end of the day.
Sounds like he's a good thing on Saturday. Is that the case?
Well, look, I'd be disappointed if we couldn't win and we run second. I'd be pretty disappointed if we're not 1-2. He's just given us every indication that he's going really well, and he's an honest horse. And as you said, he's run in the last start. It was a super effort, you know, based on big gap between runs and sort of things just didn't go his way. But he stuck to his guns, and I thought, you know, it was a great effort. But he's a bit more tuned up for today, for Saturday. So, you know, I think he'll run well. I don't think the Valley will worry him by any means.
Good luck, Greg.
Thank you very much.